I'm heading for the Cliff House Hotel in Ardmore. And Ardmore's on the south coast of Ireland. It's a tiny little place. You'd have to look quite hard to find it. And I'm going to close the window of my car so that I can speak to you about it. But it is relevant that it's an incredibly beautiful sunny day and that it's hot. It's by our standards, it's 19 degrees and it's the beginning of September, because we've had very different weather throughout the long summer here. But this great hotel, the Cliff House Hotel, I got to tell you a couple of things about it. It really is a special place for me. I think I had the nicest scone I've ever had in my life in the Cliff House Hotel. Yeah, I went there one afternoon when the weather was lousy, completely down. Myself and my wife went there and we just wandered in. We'd heard about this place, knew nothing about it, knew nothing about the who worked there, knew nothing very much about its reputation, except somebody said it was worth a visit. And we stumble into this place at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that, can see nothing out the window. And that's relevant. I can see nothing, but discovered that the scone was just special. And it was immediately obvious that there were some people in this hotel who knew their flour, knew their pastries, and had a touch to die for, really. And the relevance of the fact that the weather was lousy is going to be so clear to me today, because this hotel is perched on the edge of a cliff and it looks out across the sea. And I have actually never seen Ardmore, the Cliff House Hotel, on a sunny day. So it's actually going to be, I don't want to get lost here looking for it. 2 kilometres down to. There's also a place nearby called Whiting Bay. The little brown sign here says, "Keep our town litter free." And then there's the Lookout Post restaurant sign off to the right. I mean, it's not unusual as a piece of countryside, right? There's loads of green grass and lots of fields around the place and hardly anybody in them, and there's certainly hardly any animals in them. And lots of lovely roadside, both sides of the road, full of green stuff, you know, brought on by this wonderful rain that we have here. But the Cliff House Hotel pastry, I tell you, I am looking forward to having more of it. And, well, I later on discovered a little bit, the next part of my Cliff House Hotel experience is about discovering that they have this chef there who won a Michelin star for them. And his kind of specialty, besides being incredibly skillful, we'll come back to that in a minute, but is that he sources all his ingredients locally. And I think I read a blog post ages ago the story was told that when he was going for the interview as to be the chef of this hotel, which I think would have been setting up at the time, that was his calling card, you know, that if you hire me, you're going to hire somebody who's going to source the ingredients locally. I'm not going to be, you know, a drop-dead wonderful chef, but, you know, based upon products that I fly in from other countries, or even, you know, bus down the country or put in a lorry or something. So I think he does everything locally. And I'm going to say the other amazing thing about this is that it's not that amazing, really. The hotel is active on Twitter, right? The hotel has a style on Twitter that I've noticed recently, is that they do a whole load of 3-word tweets. So if you use the hashtag 3-word tweet, you'll come across the Cliff House Hotel for sure. And it took a while for the penny to drop with me that, you know, Cliff House Hotel are 3 words and 3-word tweets. So there's a real intelligence behind the way in which this hotel is using social media. It's got a sense of humor, and it's got a sense of brand, and I'm going to say nothing about the food, because the food is so good that I would do it injustice if I tell you that the kitchen in the Cliff House Hotel, I had a wonderful experience. I can't remember if I did an audiobook about it, in which on my birthday, it may well have been celebrating my 60th birthday, my wife took me there for a meal. Now, we didn't actually stay in the hotel. We just drove out from Cork, had the meal, had the tasting menu, And my wife, well, in fact, my wife had, I think, the tasting wine menu when I drove us home. And I'm just getting there now. I can see the brown sign, Cliff House Hotel. I'm coming here hoping to meet the manager. I really am. I would love to meet him. And I haven't rung him up. I haven't said in advance. Well, I have said on Twitter that I'm coming. But it would be lovely to meet him because he was so, so good to me last time and my wife. And it was lovely to turn up in a hotel, which was a, you know, a good hotel, no doubt. You know, a bijou place. But top-class food and top-class accommodation. My brother stayed there over a weekend. I have that on second-hand information from my brother that they got an amazing room looking out on the sea. But hang on, let me look here. Yeah, look, you have one of these bays that Ireland is actually has got lots of. Ireland has lots of great bays. I'm looking down, I'm stopping. On one side of the bay is this cliff face, not very high, but not very low either. Sand. Hardly any people, you know. And down here is the Cliff House Hotel. And in here is Sian Phillips, who I'm going to meet. And I hope she's sitting on the terrace. You know, we're going to have lunch. I don't know if we're going to meet the chef. I strongly suspect no, because I'm, you know, a top-class chef would hardly, well, might be at work. I'd love to meet him again because it was a joy. He's a big, tall Dutch guy. Fantastic. How do I get a parking place here? How do I get a parking place? Come on now, Paul. There's lots of people here already. Wonderful. Well, there's a place. I can park there. I don't know if that's reserved for people with disabilities. I have enough disabilities. Should be able to get in there. Okay. I'm parking here. Outside the hotel. I'll probably do an audio tour or two from the hotel, but I better stop and go in. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to meeting Sian Phillips, who I've never met before. And anybody else who's here.